Simon Tuf Mem Zion, middle of Sif Aleph. The Rama says, Sarach Lesrof HaKol, you need to burn the entire mixture. Below Sagi Bepigyon Demei Chametz Limkor Hashar. You can't just give the monetary value of the Chametz and then be able to sell the rest of the mixture so that you could get some type of benefit from it. That is going to be prohibited. Rather, you need to burn this entire mixture up. Mihu, however, Kalim Shenis Bashal Behem, if there were utensils which cook this mixture, those are Mutarim La'achar Pesach. The Ein Tzrichim Shvir O'Hagala. You don't need to break them, destroy them. You can use them after Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah explains, because after Pesach, they are already not B'nai Yoman. They haven't been used within 24 hours. And we don't make a gzera on them that we don't allow you to use a utensil which hasn't been used for 24 hours, because you might come to use a utensil which has been used within the past 24 hours. Because after Pesach, even a pot which was used within the past 24 hours for Chametz is going to be permissible, because Pesach is over. So there's no longer a prohibition. You would just need to clean out the pot very well to make sure that there's no chametz there anymore. And we're not concerned about any taste which is in the walls of the pot or anything, in the kalim or anything like that, because we said you don't violate bayera bayimatza on the taste that is in the walls. The Mechaber comments, v'din tarovaso k'din shar tarovos. Elash masha oser b'shar tarovos, pachos mishishim oser b'chametz b'mashahu. The halachas of this ta'aroves are the same as all the other ta'aroves halachas. Aval im b'shar ta'aroves lo yitzarech shishim ele klipo netilas makom af p'chametz kein. And just like if there's another ta'aroves where you wouldn't need 60 to 1, rather you would just need to peel off part of it or something like that. So the same thing would be true with chametz. Shecham b'cham b'lo rotev dai b'klipa kishar isurim. There's no liquid involved, and it's just two hot things touching. Then you only need to remove a layer of it. You don't need to have 60 to 1. If a hot piece of bread touches a hot piece of matzah, ve'ein sham davar hamafa'afan, there's no liquid or anything like that. Lo aser ela makom magal bilvad. Only the spot that touched is going to be prohibited. L'fishenim avliya yoser, because nothing else goes in any more than that. The Mishnah Berurah points out that we don't say a klip is enough, rather it requires a natila layer, but either way, you don't need 60 to 1, it's enough to just remove the outer layer of the bread, of the matzah. If a hot piece of bread touches a hot piece of matzah, you only need to remove the outer layer. It's like the din of tzli, of roasting, and it does, we don't say that the taste of the matzah, of the chametz, permeates the entire piece of matzah, just the outer layer.